Straight Talk. Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. Great to be here with you on this last weekend before it all starts again. We're kind of getting ready again for that time of year, fall, when we go back to school or just kind of get our life back in order. With us in the studio is Lisa Stevenson, who's a notary. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I am good.
Excellent. Lisa's going to talk today about getting your wills, all your paperwork together.
Get all the paperwork together.
Absolutely. You're going to explain what a notary does. Judy Feinstein's in the studio from SBC, who was recently down in San Francisco, and seeing your friend Al Gore again.
Hi, Patty.
How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're going to update us on all what happened at the conference?
You bet.
Excellent. And John Fisher's on the phone. He's with Cobb's Bread at the Shelburne location, and he's a super guy, and he also has some great recipes for you for getting your kids, yourself, back to school, back to work with some great luncheon options. How are you, John?
I'm great, Patty. How you doing?
Very good. I was hoping you'd be here with some great samples for us, too.
The samples are en route. I've got way late at the bakery this morning.
John has a really busy job. Being in a bakery, you know, the hours are crazy, right, John?
That you're definitely not lying about, Patty.
Yeah.
Early mornings to late nights, absolutely.
And if you want to get really great service and a great product, just pop into the Shelburne location, because John, my kids work there, and he is the best boss in the world. He's so positive. And there's never everybody's always happy when they come and visit you there.
Not just at Shelburne, just at pretty well Old Cobb's right across BC, especially on the islands. We've got a lot of strong teams right now, so we always try our best.
Now tell us about Cobb's and how it all started, what the brand is.
The brand's all about a passion for the bread. It's all about scratch baking. It's, like you said, long hours at 2 o'clock in the morning when the first person rolls up, loading up shelves that are empty and trying to produce the highest quality bread that we can every day. Yeah. Started in Australia about 30 years ago, and it came up here about 9 years ago.
And it's amazing, because I think people like that sort of European flair game where you go in and get fresh bread, get fresh produce. It's not sitting on a shelf for ages. This product is got no additives, no sugars?
No preservatives, no sugar, no dairy. After about 2-3 days, for some of our breads, you're going to start seeing some spot molding, just because it is that fresh.
So what's the best way to take care of that bread then? If you're, can you freeze the bread?
You can. It freezes well for 3 or 4 months. I am of the mind of fire bread every day or every other day, just to make sure that it is the freshest that you can possibly get. Makes a world of difference. It's just like when you go down to your local farm and you get those fresh tomatoes, you have that fresh cucumber right off the cart.
Yeah, and it's so popular. I don't know if you guys, it's crazy the lineups at Cobb's, because people are like addicted to this product because it's so good
so fresh.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Got little samples and stuff. Do you guys remember making school lunches or even for yourself? It's every day. It's so hard, right, to come up with ideas to make a new sandwich, a new idea.
John makes really good croissants.
Oh, that's a sandwich all wrapped up in one.
It's all about being as creative as you can. It's about trying those new things and being willing to make a mistake. Because really, when you're dealing with delicious bread, if you make a mistake, you're still going to have a pretty good sandwich.
Yeah, that's true. Now, John, a couple of weeks ago you had some good samples, and I saw on the website there's quite a few ideas for some sandwiches. Give us some ideas of maybe some simple ones that we could use.
Simple for right now. I hate to be the person to bring it up, but fall is on its way, which means it's going to get a little cool. I know, sorry to bring it up. Cooler temperatures are going to be coming around, so for me right now, the easiest one, especially having a little one to feed, just a grilled cheese sandwich, and putting a twist on a grilled cheese sandwich of, again, getting a little bit more creative. Put some jalapenos in there, put some rainbow peppers in there, put some tomatoes, put any kind of vegetable in there just to give yourself a little bit more of a really healthy snack or a healthy meal if you're on the run like I am most of the time. That's the most popular one right now around the house. Another great one is our pumpernickel, which we've been promoting a little bit more the last few weeks. Great toasted, great untoasted. Again, that's when you can get a little bit more creative and really start working with sauerkraut, some sharper cheeses. Again, just for a bit of a twist on the turkey or ham sandwiches that we all know get stuffed into lunch bags.
Yeah. Well, Hud's pretty good at lunches. I've always kind of sucked. My friend Debbie was always a good lunch maker, and I'm sure her kids were really fortunate to to have those. What kind of sandwich do you use to make for your kids, Judy?
They started making their own once they got out of elementary school, and they got into pretty much of the routine of, you know, ham and cheese, peanut butter. Those were the things that they liked. So what we always did is made sure that there was lots of fresh stuff in their lunches too. Fortunately, they're big fans of fresh vegetables and fruit, and they love cheese, and so it's kind of how we roll.
I was pretty much, like, for myself, peanut butter and banana. Every day I could eat that, like toasted.
Absolutely.
Or it's so easy, right?
Peanut butter, banana, if it's good enough for Elvis, it is good enough for me.
Well, hey. So what other ideas, John, if you're going to make a sandwich that's going to keep and not, you know, go off at school? I guess cheeses are a good thing to have, and vegetables, because you don't have to put an ice pack with that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously with cheese, you want to be a little bit more careful. You're only probably looking at about a six-hour shelf life before things are going to start going off. Water-based vegetables, again, be careful what you're doing. I tend to kind of separate whatever protein or cheese is going to be with the sandwich. I put that in between the bread and then pack the tomatoes, the sprouts, the cucumbers separately, just so you don't get that soggy sandwich.
I did see you two had a really good turkey club. And what kind of bread do you use on that club?
Anything's good for a clubhouse. My personal preference, country grain. Looking at eight grains and seeds, whole grain, flour, incredibly healthy for you. Depending on people's different tastes, another great one to try is with the Cape seed. It's going to keep you really incredibly full just by only using two or three pieces of bread. Solid lunch. You won't actually suffer that 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock meltdown where you're feeling like you're reaching for something rather than making sure you're sustained with a healthy lunch.
Another good one is that white one that's it's kind of a cheater bread that if your kid likes white, it's also got fiber.
The higher fiber loaf. That's a great one for parents with kids going back to school right now. Mm-hmm. Three times the fiber of a regular white loaf. And it's camouflaged. It looks and tastes like white bread, but the parents can snicker behind the kids' backs because they're actually getting that extra fiber.
It's so funny, John, because Hamilton used to only want the white bread. We got him on that. And now he works at Cobb's and he's a bread aficionado and eats all kinds of bread. So they come around eventually.
And it worked for him. He's, 6'3" now? So
yeah, it definitely did. What kind of stuff do you guys like to take for your lunches? Do you eat out mostly? Lisa, I know you're downtown amongst a lot of good restaurants.
Yeah,
what do you do?
I just moved onto Broughton Street, and there are so many good restaurants all around me. But I try to, watch my weight. So I usually pack a salad and eat it at my desk and live on coffee and water.
A nice addition to a salad is our Turkish bread. It's not loaded with whole grains, but an amazing accompaniment to a salad. It's nice and soft and airy.
Oh,
you should definitely give that a try sometime.
And, John, the whole carb thing, you know, a lot of people were totally off the bread for a while, and now it's come back on. What is your view on that balance of having some bread, some carbs? I know it's our energy, but what are your views on it?
You nailed it exactly right, Patty. It's our energy source. You've got to be realistic of what you're putting in and what you're expending. For me, I burn through a lot of calories in a day. I ride the bike to work. I'm training for a marathon right now. So for me, I can go through half a loaf of bread a day, and I'm not going to feel any too many effects because I'm burning through those carbs. If you had a desk job, probably going to be a little bit different. You probably have to manage your lifestyle a lot more closely where you're looking for more whole grain products. You're not looking for just the empty calories of the white bread.
Yeah, and Lisa, you're training for the couch and walk,
yeah,
right? So you could probably...
I could use some bread.
Use some carbs.
Yeah.
You need some Cape seed.
Okay, absolutely. I'll come and get some.
Okay, when we come back, John, we're going to talk a little bit more maybe about some dinner ideas with Cobb's bread.
You don't just love sports, you live sports. And CFAX 1070 knows the score. Junior, amateur, pro. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. You've locked your doors.
Come on.
You think you're safe.
What?
But you can't stop. The arrival of your bills. CFAX 1070 understands. That's why we're giving you a chance to beat your bills Head over to the all-new CFAX1070.com and show us the bill you want taken care of. Then beginning September 3rd, listen for Al Farabee to announce your name weekday mornings at 7:10. You can win $50 to spend at Red Barn Market, taking the pressure off your food bill, and you'll qualify to have CFAX 1070 pay up to $500 to beat your bills. To enter and for full details, head to CFAX1070.com. Don't yell at your bills.
Get away!
Beat your bills with Red Barn Market and Victoria's News Authority. CFAX 1070.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey.
You're back from Seattle, huh? So what did you buy?
I got these jeans, $15.
$15?
Mm-hmm. This handbag, $12.
$12?
These shoes, $10.
$10?
And this cast on my arm,
$20,000.
$20,000? Well, and the sling, that was included.
Freebie!
Yeah.
Don't let a medical emergency ruin your next quick trip to the States. Protect yourself with BCAA travel insurance. Save up to 12% online at BCAA.com.
Victoria's biggest furniture sale of 2012 is underway as Generation Furniture prepares to close their doors forever. The complete liquidation of Generation Furniture's 40,000 square foot showroom will save you up to 70%. Everything must be sold. Now's the time to get the new furniture you want at a fraction of what you thought you'd pay. Quality leather furniture, bedroom and dining room suites, reclining furniture, it all must be sold. The price on every item at Generation Furniture has been slashed for immediate sale as this store prepares to close forever. Shop early for the very best selection. Generation Furniture, behind the West Shore Mall in Langford.
We are back. On the phone, we have John Fisher from Cobb's Bread. In the studio, Lisa Stevenson, who is a notary in town, and Judy Feinstein from SBC. We're talking about kind of getting ready for back to school, back to fall, back to kind of our routines. It's a harsh reality. But, you know, if we get prepared, John, at Cobb's, can you pre-order bread so that if you do want to kind of have a regular order, you can do that?
Absolutely. We take orders for all shapes and sizes. Always recommend it just to avoid disappointment. If you're looking for something specific, we can have it ready for you any time of the day.
Yeah, and the good thing about Cobb's, too, is they, you know, you can fundraise. So, like our football team at Mount Doug, if you let them know a portion goes to the charity, and you can explain that later, John, how that works. And also they give their bread away every day, so it's never second-day-old bread, and they give it to charity. So that's a really cool thing. Tell us about the fundraising program, John, if people want to know more.
Yeah, absolutely. The Bill Raiser program has been out for a few years now. How it works is whichever nonprofit would like to sign up, we welcome any and all to take advantage of the program. 5% of any purchases throughout the calendar year get repaid at the end of the year. A minimum redemption is $25, and then it goes up from there. I have actually just paid out probably close to a dozen charities in the last 6 weeks, ranging anywhere from $55 all the way up to about $350.
Wow, that's great. And, you know, and it's great to see that product also get passed on to people that can use that.
Yeah, the end-of-day charity is one of the cornerstones of the business. At the end of the day, we obviously have to prepare to be busy, and if we're not quite as busy as we are, we want to make sure that the bread is going to people that really do need it.
Yeah, because you hate to see waste, too, don't you? I mean, such a beautiful product.
Left.
Yeah, absolutely. Lisa and I were talking about olives and olive bread, that olive loaf. I know Rachel loved it. You pick those olives out, that salt and, oh, savory. It's so good.
The olive pan and the casa, it's a crowd pleaser. Perfect for entertaining people on the weekend.
Yeah, so tell us about some of those entertaining ideas. It's a long weekend right now. People might be going out either having a picnic or having a barbecue. Give us some food ideas with the olive breads, with some of the maybe the bouillabaisse, how we can use some of those breads.
One of my favorites is taking the Turkish bread. It's incredibly versatile. A lot of people come into the bakery, look at it. It's a traditional flatbread. They just wonder, what am I going to do with this?
Yeah,
and
that's it.
It is incredibly versatile. You can slice it in half and open it up and use it as a pizza crust. You can make yourself a flatbread sandwich or a grilled panini out of it. I've actually even experimented with it as French toast and with the sesame seeds. You can actually pull it off with a little bit of nutmeg and a little bit of cinnamon. Another great one that a lot of people have been snapping up even this morning in the bakery, French baguettes and our continental baguettes. A lot of picnic people this weekend. I'm sure Fort Rudd Hill and Beacon Hill Park are packed with them. Really simple ideas again, just a little bit of bocconcini cheese, a little bit of basil, and a little bit of tomato, and you're off to the races.
Isn't he good?
Mm-hmm. Like Paris.
I know. Do you do a lot of cooking at home, John?
I do. Actually, I have a couple of friends over, and I was baking last night at about 9:30 and trying to impress them.
Wow.
As soon as they were asleep at 9:45, I knew mission was accomplished. So.
What did you make?
Last night was just actually berry crumble. Nothing too fancy.
Berry crumble. They make them good these days, don't they?
Get your raspberries, your blueberries, your strawberries, your cherries, toss them in there, and again, it's all about experimenting. They're looking at me because I don't work with a recipe, but you just kind of, the more and more you do it, the better and better you get at it.
You know, and I think, you know, we've had Michael Smith on before, and, you know, it's really not about following exact recipe. It's about, it's just food. So being a little free and creative with it, not worrying so much about getting it totally right.
If you worry about trying to get it right, more often than not, your expectations are going to be shot by the end of it. It's about walking into a bakery and saying, okay, I want to try this, asking the people that know what they're talking about for a little bit of help, and then going to town, having a little bit of fun with it.
Lisa, are you a good cook?
I'm a really good cook, but I have no one to cook for.
Oh,
I know. What time do we come over to your house, John, after this?
Barbecue starts at about 5:30.
Okay.
So as soon as you guys are all finished up,
right.
No problem.
Well, we could use some tips because we're just entering back into the cooking season, aren't we, Patty?
Yeah, Judy and I have the cooking season. It's on and off. So summer is an off season. We're just slowly warming up to cooking season. And then we go until about the end of November, and then it's off again. And then we start up like mid-January, and then Easter, well, that's got to be off again too, and spring break. So it's kind of an up-and-down thing, and so we're just warming up and getting our getting our microwaves ready and our pre-assembled food. So it's good to talk to you and get some good ideas, John.
Before I go, next month, just to make life easier for everyone, we're actually coming out with a new harvest grain bread. It's going to be our version, or our take, sorry, on our garlic bread.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're keeping it super simple for you guys. All you have to do is come on in, grab one. We'll slice it up for you. You get home, put a little bit of butter on it, toast it, and voila, you've got amazing garlic bread.
Judy, that would go really well with a heated up lasagna.
Oh, absolutely.
Add one of those tossed salads, bottled dressing.
We're in business.
You've got a meal. And, of course, John's right next door to M&M's. I mean, come on.
We try and make it as easy as we can for you guys.
Yeah. What kind of food do you eat at home then, John? Like if you're, are you sort of like all fresh stuff? Because I know you have a little baby and a little daughter. And do you try and do wholesome good foods?
We try our hardest. I mean, just like everybody else, we have pizza night obviously once a week. A lot of curries because that's what Gwen likes. We try to stick to the whole foods as much as we can. Pasta once a week. Love those carbs. Try to do a large dinner-type salad once a week. That's kind of hit or miss. Better in the summer when we actually have the variety of vegetables available. Kind of falls on the wayside in the winter.
Yeah.
A lot of the basics, though. A lot of lasagnas, some hearty stews, which I cannot wait to start making again in the next couple of months.
Are you a crock pot guy?
I love the crock pot. Mm. You set it in the morning, you get home, and the dinner's already ready for you.
Yeah, that's nice.
Who does not love that?
Why don't we get someone to do that for us, Judy?
No, actually, that's great. I do love that. I love coming in the house and smelling the food that's been cooking all day and just that feeling during the day. Oh, it's all done. You know?
It's kind of bizarre. But one tip, if you're making soup with cream, I did all day with the soup. I put this cream in. It went all bad. It was like, oh, man.
Oh.
Yeah, watch the cream part in those. I'll be coming out with my cookbook soon. Not really. So John, how old is your daughter now?
She's just about to turn two.
Two.
It is amazing right now, the amount that she's learning.
Do you say she likes curry?
She loves curry. It is the strangest thing. She will turn up her nose at any basic things, but you put like some tikka masala in front of her, and next thing you know, Dad doesn't have a portion of dinner. It's all gone for Gwen.
I guess that's when you start your kids on, you know, different foods. They get used to different things as opposed to the standard, throw them the Cheerios. And
well, we started with the standards, and she screwed up her nose at us a couple of times, so we had to start getting creative. So,
wow, she's going to, maybe she's going to be a foodie too, huh?
I'm pretty sure she's going to be a foodie.
Yeah.
At least if the whole everything goes into her mouth right now phase doesn't pass, she's definitely going to be a foodie.
Yeah. Hey, I saw the bouillabaisse. I guess you could use some of those big loaves to carve out and use as an actual vessel for some of your meals, couldn't you?
Perfect for sourdough. Our pan de casse or a house bread, fantastic for any kind of spinach artichoke dips, Asiago cheese. I'm trying to push right now a cheese fondue fest at my house, but I don't have a lot of takers. If you ladies aren't busy later on, maybe we can make that happen.
Lisa's free for that. Cheese fondue, that's so cool because our friends did that many years ago, and it was so in vogue when we were younger. Mm-hmm. Remember, our folks used to have the green and the yellow pots, and it was so cool. And, you know, a couple of people lost their houses, but that was okay. It burned down. But and that was with the hot oil. But it's such a neat thing to do. You can do the hot oil or the cheese or even a chocolate one, right?
Chocolate one's fantastic. Cheese, probably my favorite. And try to stay away from the oil. Go to a vegetable broth. Make it a little bit more healthy for yourself.
Wow. Well, thank you, John. This guy, what was that thing you were in at Whistler, John, that competition last month?
Sorry, one more time?
What was that competition you were at in Whistler, that rugged man?
Tough Mudder.
Yeah. Have you guys seen this thing? It's like, tell people what it is, John, and some weird track you're on and...
It's about a 10-mile, 12-mile obstacle course designed by a former military from Britain, and there's 16,000 of us running through the mud, the ice, the barbed wire, an amazing, amazing time. There's no actual winner to it. It's just all about grabbing the person behind you, helping them over the 12-foot wall, and if you need help getting over the 12-foot wall, the person in front of you is going to help you over as well.
How do you stay so positive, John? Because you have a really good take on life. What is it? Is this a philosophy or something you work at?
Both. It's something that you obviously have to work at. Not every day is a good day, that's for sure. As soon as you start thinking about something negative, picture the alternative. What's the alternative of being happy? Being negative. Don't be negative. Be positive. Try and keep it as simple as that. As soon as you start overthinking things and letting the little things pile up, that's when misery comes. You can usually make lemonade with a smile on your face. It's always going to taste better, right?
Wow. You know, my kids have been so lucky to have John as a boss. Rachel's been there almost 6 years, and Hammy's, of course, just started this year. But you really are a terrific person, John, and I think you do great work and you give back to the community. And I'm sure you have a great future in front of you.
Well, thank you very much, Ms. Patty. It was great seeing you in the bakery. You make sure you keep on visiting, and you can let Shelley know that as soon as he's ready to work for Cobbs, I'm ready for him.
Beautiful, John. Excellent. When we come back, we're going to talk to Lisa about getting your estate in order.
An afternoon at work. An afternoon of golf. No contest, is it? Book an afternoon at Highland Pacific Golf and take advantage of their afternoon special rates. Escape your worries and golf. Relax, enjoy the quiet, meet your friends for lunch on the patio. An afternoon of bliss awaits you at Highland Pacific Golf behind Vic General. Call 478-GOLF or book online at highlandpacificgolf.com.
Scotiabank Labor Day weekend continues tomorrow on TSN. Strap in for a battle of Ontario and Alberta. First, Ricky Ray and the Argos look to bounce back from a tough loss to Edmonton, but will the Hungry Cats pounce on their big city rivals? Later in Calgary, a stingy Eskies D looks to shut down a high-powered Stamps offense. Argos, Ticats, Eskies, Stamps. Scotiabank Labor Day weekend continues tomorrow beginning at 9:30.
It's 11:30. This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. The news begins right now.
Sunny and warm outside right now in downtown Victoria. It's 16 degrees. Good morning, I'm Liz MacArthur. A 65-year-old man, his wife and two grandkids were rescued from their pickup truck last night after a head-on collision on West Coast Road. Souk RCMP Corporal Barb Cottingham says an eastbound Jeep drifted into oncoming traffic, hitting the truck.
The 65-year-old driver of the red pickup was also conscious, alert, and speaking with us and had minor injuries. His wife and two granddaughters, I don't know their ages, had to be extricated with the JAWS by the fire department and airlifted to Victoria General.
The driver of the Jeep sustained minor injuries. Cottingham says drugs and alcohol are not suspected as factors in the crash. The highway was closed from about 7:15 p.m. to 1 a.m. First Nations plan to canoe through the Salish Sea this afternoon to protest the Trans Mountain Pipeline proposal. Leah George Wilson, former chief with the Tsleil-Waututh First Nation, says the paddlers will start at Ambleside Park in West Vancouver around 1 o'clock and head to Kate's Park in Deep Cove.
The main reason we're doing this is to sign a declaration that affirms how our nations will work together to protect our Salish Sea, our inlet, against the upcoming proposed pipeline project.
Kinder Morgan wants to expand its existing pipeline, which runs from Alberta to Burnaby and would bring more tankers into Burrard Inlet. One Montreal real estate broker says she's had English and French-speaking clients tell her they're not buying until after Tuesday's Quebec election. That's because of the prospect of a win by the Parti Québécois. Ben Shingler, says there's a lot of uncertainty in the province on this last weekend of campaigning.
There's definitely a lot of concern, especially amongst Anglophones, of course. They don't want to go down that road again, and there is a concern from some of the business community, and of course real estate markets are also, there's speculation that maybe housing prices could drop if a PQ majority were to take over.
The PQ has had warnings of a flight of economic capital and an exodus of Anglophones used against it since the 1970s. After the news at 11, we did not get a correct answer to our newsmaker question. So after the news at 12, our prize will be $188 from Greek Fest on all weekend on Elk Lake Drive. CFAX weather forecast now. Mainly sunny today. We'll see highs to 21 degrees. Some wind picking up near the Wanafuka Strait this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight with lows down to 10. A mix of sun and cloud on Sunday with highs to 20. Again, a mix of sun and cloud on Monday, highs to 20 degrees. Sun in the forecast from Tuesday through till Friday with highs in the mid-20s. Right now in downtown Victoria, it's 16 degrees. I'm Liz MacArthur. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:33.
Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back with Lisa Stevenson, who's a notary public, and Judy Feinstein from SBC. And in the break, we were talking about cougars. My brother, there was one around his house, and not that kind of cougar. Not the old cougar, a real cougar. And we were saying, no, what do you do? Okay, the bear, you back up, you make yourself big.
I think
big.
You make yourself big.
Yeah,
no,
if you know,
what.
Call us, 386-1161. It's like, what do you do?
Yeah.
I think I just yell, scream, and collapse or something.
Pee your pants.
Well, that's a given. Oh, Lisa, you're funny. Now, Lisa, you have your new business. You're a notary public. You've been doing this for many years.
Yeah, 6 years.
And you have your own place now. But first of all, tell us what a notary public is, because they can do a lot of things a lawyer can, and you know, Perry Feinstein, yeah, if you're going to get a lawyer. But a notary public does a lot that a lawyer...
Yeah, we do solicitor work. So we do wills and estates, powers of attorney, representation agreements, affidavits, statutory declarations, and real estate conveyancing. So if you're refinancing your home or you're buying a home or selling, we can handle all of that for you. And, sorry.
TJ is going to adjust your mic there.
And so the only real difference is we don't go to court. We're not barristers. So we do solicitor work. And... Yeah,
and you had to train for quite a few years to get your credentials for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're governed by our notary society, just as the lawyers are governed by their law society.
So if anybody has a doubt, oh, I need to do this because I need a lawyer, a notary public will let you know exactly what they can do. And it's all legal. It's all
– yeah.
You have a stamp and everything.
Yeah, I do. And a seal.
And a seal. Or I want a seal.
And so, you know, coming back to September and taking a look at your, you know, your paperwork is,
I think
is
it's
important.
So important. Well, and I should talk because I'm not really all that in order. But I know when my parents needed that, we had some great help and from Perry. And, you know, there's so many things to take in consideration. And in Victoria, there's a lot of us that have parents that are older or that we need to talk about these things
estate
for
planning.
Them and about us, about estate planning.
Yeah.
Because – all of a sudden someone goes in the hospital, you don't know the directives they want. Tell us a few of those things that you need to set up
Sure.
when you're looking at an estate.
Yeah, so we get an awful lot of, first of all, the Power of Attorney Act changed last September.
Oh.
And it's a little bit more in married together with what's called a representation agreement. So before, there used to be a living will, and it wasn't recognized by Vancouver Island Health Authority, and now there is a representation agreement. There's a Section 7 and a Section 9, and the Section 7 is pretty standard day-to-day making decisions for that person if they were to go into a care facility or a hospital. And the Power of Attorney is the legal financial directive. So the Power of Attorney Act changed so that it can be used in conjunction with a representation agreement. And sometimes people need those documents. If you're getting elderly, it's really important to have that in place, especially the Power of Attorney. And then if the doctors and the nursing staff say, you know, this person really needs somebody to be their representative, then we would also draft up a representation agreement. Both of those directives are null and void once the person dies, and then their wills step in.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very important to have all that, your ducks in order, especially if you have older people in your lives, your parents, or you have someone who is ill.
But also, Lisa, even when you're, like even John starting out with a young family or us in midlife, you don't think about these things because maybe we don't want to or they're not top of the list. But really, they should be, because if something happened to either one of you, it can happen like that.
Yeah.
Your spouse, making sure you're on title to get stuff, that he's on title for you, that like in my case, I said to HUD, if I die, I don't want to remarry and be happy. No, kidding. I kid. But to make sure that you know with the money, with the stuff, that you know where it's going. For your kids, that you make sure that they're getting their portion.
Yeah. And also another thing is if your child is going to go travel to Europe, it's a good idea for one of the parents or both parents to have a power of attorney if they have to handle those financial affairs while the child is out
if,
of the country.
Not if.
Yeah.
When.
To send the money.
Yeah.
And it's just exactly what you said. It's one of those things that you don't want to have to think about. But if you've got small children, you got to name a guardian. I mean, you know, that's the most important. If you have minor children in your will, you should, you know, obviously name somebody. If both of you were to die in a car accident or on a plane, both mom and dad, then what's going to happen with the kids? So that's something to consider.
Well, on a higher note, here's John.
Hi, John.
John's brought
food.
In some product. Man, he's on the phone. Sorry to interrupt, but John's brought in food.
Cape seed.
John, you can have a seat here if you like.
Thank you.
TJ, I'm sure you're going to want something here.
Thank you.
John's brought in bread.
John, it's funny because we were just talking about you. You got to put your headset on here. Because we were talking about powers of attorney. Lisa's a notary. So talking about, you know, being young or old, that we should make sure that we set up our estate so that we know when you have a young daughter who's going to be responsible if something happened to us. I mean, it's as important as anything else, or more important, to make sure that we have those things done. So you can go see Lisa.
There you go.
Yeah, I've actually been talking about it the last month or three.
Yeah.
Of course you have, John, because you're so together for a young person.
Yeah.
Good Lord. This old cougar hasn't got her act together yet. Now, I know Perry and you, Judy's husband, Perry Feinstein, of course, everybody knows in town. He is a lawyer that does probably just about everybody's deals, right?
He's got a substantial portion.
Yeah. And also, you do similar things. You can do transactions for real estate.
Absolutely, yeah. Refinances, if you're buying or selling your home. Actually, Perry and I are quite good partnership, because when Perry goes out of town, I get a lot of the lion's share of his business, which I really appreciate. But sure, yeah, if you're buying or selling or refinancing, or let's say you're doing some family transfers, you know, adding children on or off of title, we can take care of that for you.
You mean in and out of your will?
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk a little more with Lisa and then with Judy.
CFAX 1070 is where Victoria turns first for local news, weather, and traffic, with more news than ever before. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection, brought to you by Saffron Window Fashions.
Good morning. This is Lisa with the CFAX Community Cruiser. I am at Greek Fest, my favorite event of the year. I'm down here enjoying some souvlaki, baklava, and some fantastic live music and dancing. This event is going on at 4648 Elk Lake Drive today and tomorrow until 11 p.m. Come on down and see what it's all about. There's tons of stuff to do here for all ages. We will be here for another hour, so come say hi. This afternoon, I will be at the 145th Saanich Fair, located on the Saanich Fairgrounds at Stelly's Crossroad. The fair is going on all weekend. They've got tons of stuff to do, including live entertainment on the hour, tons of rides for the kids and adults, concession stands, crafts, animals, and tons of fun. Keep your eye open for the CFAX Community Cruiser. We'll be all over town this weekend. So if you spot us, come say hello. I've got tons of free stuff I'm giving out. That's your Community Connection, brought to you by Saffron Window Fashions on CFAX 1070.
Shop with confidence at Save-On Foods. We're priced right. Super warehouse packs of fresh strip loin grilling steak, just $6.99 a pound. Or fresh BC blueberries, one-pound pack, card price just $2.99. And don't miss the More Points event. Spend $200 and get 5,000 more rewards points. Redeem your points today at morerewards.ca. Save-On Foods, BC's very own since 1915.
Hi, this is Barry Bowman for Ross Place Retirement Residence. As you may know, Ross Place has completed a major renovation. They currently have suites starting at only $1,950 a month, including all meals. So if you or a member of your family are considering moving to a retirement residence, take a tour of Ross Place, and you'll be very surprised by the great room, movie theater, billiards room, and more. Respite suites are also available for $75 a day, including all meals. Call now to arrange a personal tour.
We are back in the studio. We have Lisa Stevenson and Judy Feinstein, and we had a nice surprise visit by John Fisher, who
so
was about
surprising.
A couple of minutes away from the station when he went on the air, and then he arrived with some food for us, so we'll enjoy that. I know he's got you set up with some...
Cape seed,
yummy.
Cape seed bread, yeah.
Oh, yum. See, so he was talking to you about your walk, too, that you need to get a little bit of that something-something to keep you going.
Some Sammies.
Your 56-kilometer walk around Lake Cowichan.
Silly. Oh.
All the day's work. Easy peasy. I say, I don't think I've walked 56 kilometers in my life, let alone a day.
The Great Wall.
Yeah, the Great Wall. We're talking about your business. You're a notary public. Now, you've got your own place now, and tell us about where you're at.
Yeah, I'm very close to the library and the Royal Theater. I'm on 777 Broughton Street, ground level. I'm right in between the Barber and the Café Teatro. Wheelchair accessible, and I encourage anybody, you don't have to make an appointment. If you need an affidavit sworn or a passport application or statutory declaration, anything, you can just come on in.
That's excellent. And I think, Lisa, people are kind of sometimes feel silly about this sort of thing. They don't know what they need or what the steps would be or if it's so expensive or maybe that they haven't done it yet, they feel guilty. They shouldn't, right? But start now, and it's fall, and we're saying the same as the back-to-school lunches and maybe getting back into exercise or whatever you're doing. This is a good time to really look at your life plan.
Absolutely. And you're right. Some people do feel silly, like, oh, I haven't got a will, and I really should have one, and I don't know what to do. You know, you can make an appointment, come in, and we'll have an interview, or you can pick up the phone, and I'll talk to you on the phone and tell you what you need. And the same with, you know, if it's an emergency, you know, you've got somebody who's going in for an operation and they need the rep agreement or a power of attorney. You know, it doesn't take very long for me to draft that out and get it done. I also go to hospitals and homes for just an extra fee to go out of the office.
Wow, and that's handy.
Yeah.
Because lots of times it is needed immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't think of these things, but life has a funny way of throwing stuff in your path, right?
It sure does, yeah. And, you know, you never know what's going to happen to you. And then, like I have, my lawyer has my power of attorney. Just because, you know, it's a backup. It's an emergency thing.
Yeah. And so if people want to get a hold of you, how would they do that, Lisa?
They can phone me at 250-590-6196 or just come by, 777 Broughton. Sounds like a pizza restaurant.
And it sounds like a great location, too. And how do you like being a notary, and how do you like being in business for yourself?
I absolutely love it. I've been self-employed my whole life, so I decided to be a notary went through the program and graduated, I can't remember, 2000 and something. But anyway, it's been 6 years, and it was a struggle. It's always a struggle when you're starting out fresh. And then I just moved. This is my first month at the new location. And so, yeah, stressful, but very satisfying. It's wonderful to have your own turnkey operation and go in and be able to offer services to people.
And it's fun when life progresses, right? When
absolutely.
You kind of keep reaching for milestones.
Yeah.
And it's never, it's always about what they say, the journey, not
yeah.
the destination.
Yeah.
It's a good one though, right? Because it's true because yeah. we're always, and we're going to talk to Judy here in a minute. It's always about kind of reaching that next
thing.
Well,
it's a leap of faith. You know, you mm-hmm. think, well, can I do it? Can I do it? Of course you can. Just like with John, with his positive attitude.
Yeah.
Anything is possible.
Isn't that great though?
Mm.
Like people that you are around, you know, kind of lift you up
mm-hmm.
or make you think, oh, I can do better, like John, like you guys are here. You know, mm-hmm. it's kind of knowing you can do it and not being negative about it all.
Well, it's hard, too, as a woman, you know. I mean, you think, oh, gee, there are all these obstacles, and men seem to just go into different professions and, you know, hierarchies in government or whatever. But I think that we're strong women, and we can do whatever we set our minds to do.
Well, we're a little bit like we're women that kind of act like men, right?
Yeah. We're ballsy.
We can take a good joke. Yeah. Judy's rolling her eyes. Am I next? Uh-oh.
Thanks for that wonderful lead-in.
Judy Feinstein, of course, is the SBC. And we always like to say what the SBC is just so people kind of know. And then we'll lead into the Al Gore, your climate presentations.
Sure. The SBC, YES stands for Youth for Environmental Stewardship. So we're a nonprofit local grassroots organization, and we empower youth to lead us all to a sustainable future. In a few words, that's what it is. It's all about empowering youth.
Yeah, and Judy's in the schools. She's done lots of work with schools and, of course, the Off the Grid Festival going into its third year this year, which has been a huge success, and have reached out in many different ways and have worked from the grassroots up. And it's been so successful, but not without a lot of hard work. And then you became an Al Gore climate presenter, which has really led to a lot of things. And you're like a lead person for Canada now.
Well, yeah, it's been a tremendous experience, and I'm privileged to be a part of that organization. It was really starting the nonprofit, starting the SBC, that led me to find out about the work that Al Gore was doing, and that he was hiring we're volunteers, but that he was training climate presenters. So I was fortunate to get started with that in 2008, and I've given over 60 presentations now, many of them in schools, but not just schools, in the community and to different businesses, and it's tremendous. So yes, I have become a mentor for new presenters and current presenters in British Columbia, and a mentor for the youth sector, so people that are working with youth groups in particular. So what we had most recently was a conference in San Francisco that just took place in August, and Al Gore does all of the training himself. Every one of the people that give presentations around the world have been personally trained by Al Gore. So there was 1,000 people at this training, and they were from 58 different countries, many from the States, about 150 from Canada, and 21 new presenters being trained from British Columbia. Six or seven of those are from Victoria area, Lower Island region.
So, and lots that you have vetted that you've got to bring along as your kind of lead role with the Canadian delegate.
That's right. And so there's people that have come in that I've known and recommended to come to be trained as presenters. And a good example is a couple of young men, they're in their mid-20s, and they're musicians. And they've come to our Off the Grid Festival. They're really relevant to young people. They're great musicians. Their band is called the Mindle Beach Markets. And so two of them came to San Francisco to train to be presenters because they're already involved in this by using their music as a platform to talk about the environment, and in particular the oceans, and why it's important that we need to care about the health of the oceans. So these guys are just awesome, and they wanted to become climate presenters, and now they are.
And you know what's neat, Judy, is these guys, I know you've talked so highly about them, and they're giving back. They're rock guys, and yet they go into schools, and kids really listen to them. John, this young group and the kids in high school, we have some really great youth coming up.
Yeah, we do. And I think given opportunities, it's really inspirational to see what they do. And, mm-hmm. and so I'm motivated because I want to give youth opportunities to be leaders and lead us into the future. What I find is that working with youth is that it's incredibly satisfying and transformational for adults because we see what they're capable of just given the opportunities.
Yeah. We're going to come back in a minute after a break and talk more about your trip to San Francisco.
It's a beautiful, hot, sunny day, and you're cruising down the highway. You're feeling good, totally confident. You've had Island Muffler and Brake Auto Care service your vehicle. Preventive, proactive maintenance ensures your car is operating safely and efficiently. No worries about breakdowns. And like so many Victorians over the past 40 years, Island Muffler and Brake is the shop you trust. Island Muffler and Brake Auto Care, expert care for your car. And that's a good feeling.
Island Muffler and Brake.
Our lowest lease and finance rates of the year mean your golden opportunity. And here it is, the 2012 IS250 with 2.5-liter V6 engine, available 6-speed automatic with paddle shifters, all-wheel drive and sport-tuned suspension, and well-equipped from $34,895, including freight and PDI. It's the golden opportunity event on right now at Metro Lexus Victoria. Douglas, across from Mayfair.
Many things have changed, but McCall Brothers funeral directors know people still need to gather and support each other when a death occurs. That's why they've kept with the times and have updated their reception center. Designed to honor and celebrate life, the center is fully catered, can accommodate small or large gatherings, and has ample parking. All arrangements can be made at McCall's Downtown or McCall's West Shore, Jacqueline at Souk Road. McCall's Reception Center, helping to honor and celebrate a life. Visit McCallBros.com.
It's back to school time at the Cloth Castle, and they're celebrating. Get back to sewing with fabulous new fabrics for fall and their exciting new sewing classes. From beginner to expert, the Cloth Castle has almost 40 to choose from. Come in and take advantage of the Cloth Castle's back to school sale. Check for all the details at clothcastle.com.
The Cloth Castle, Victoria's one-stop sewing and quilt shop on Goldstream and beautiful downtown Langford, and clothcastle.com, open 7 days a week.
We are back. We have Lisa Stevenson, who is a notary in town, and Judy Feinstein from USBC. And Judy was in San Francisco recently, part of the Al Gore presentations, and training a bunch of new people. Also, the Divine Miss M was there.
Yeah, that's right. Bette Midler was there to be trained to be a climate presenter, which was very cool. She wasn't there to perform. She was there to learn about the climate presentations and how to deliver them. And boy, I'd love to be in a room where she was given that presentation. I think that would be very cool.
Because we did see her in Vegas, didn't we, Julie?
We did see her in Vegas.
She was divine. So what kind of people train for this, and what kind of commitment do they have to make sure they use what they've known?
In terms of the training, right from the time that I was introduced to this and went and got trained in 2008, they were looking for what they called the unusual suspects. So in other words, they want people from a broad range of backgrounds and professions. And so, you know, not necessarily with a science background. My background's in psychology. But, you know, people...
Are you judging me? No, sorry.
Yeah. Yes, I'm reading your mind. But in terms of commitment, what is required is that people commit to a minimum of 10 presentations within a year of the time that they're trained. Mm-hmm. And presentations can be given in the community for free. And it's as easy as looking on the website climatereality.ca. And that's the Canadian website for the organization, and you can request a presentation, and we're getting a lot of requests, and I'm so happy that we've got new presenters now and young people too.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's really great to have more people that are able to give the presentation so we can meet the demand.
Yeah, and at Claremont, I know you're heavily involved, and they have a program in global studies. My niece took that. And the teacher who does that was one of your people.
He was, that's right. His name's Mark Neufeld, and he's an inspirational teacher. And they're breaking new ground there. They're opening the Institute for Global Solutions at Claremont in September.
Wow.
So these students will actually be in this program half the time, two of their blocks every day. So very exciting and really neat to be a part of that.
I know, Judy, everybody has their different range. People can think this of Al Gore or this about environment or have broad views on it. But I think basically it's no matter how you feel, it couldn't hurt to do something to help the environment, right?
Absolutely.
And that can start in school. We're talking about getting your wills together. We're talking about sandwiches and lunches, even the recycling.
Most of us are agreed on conservation measures, mm-hmm. that it's important to conserve our natural resources. And, you know, most people are on board about recycling too. So regardless of how you may feel about certain individuals or politics or whatever, there is a basic way that we can come together, I think, thinking about that.
I think as Canadians, we tend to be not so black and white. We kind of see the gray. So we try to, you know, I think we kind of support either way.
Yeah, and regardless of what we think of particular people or organizations, it doesn't change the fact that our environment is changing, that mm-hmm. the globe is warming. So those facts remain, and we need to respond to that, deal with that, and think about the way we live in our daily lives and changes big and small that we can make. So yes, there's lots of things we can do at home, but it's also really important, and I talk to kids about this all the time, to become politically active and politically aware. Kids that are going into grade 9 and 10 next week will be voting in the next federal election.
Wow.
Okay. So we need to empower them with the knowledge, awareness of the issues. So they're not just arriving at their voting age and going, oh, now what do I do? Mm-hmm. But they have political awareness.
And that's been your whole thing all along, is really to have youth have a voice. And you've met some phenomenal kids and trained some young people that are going to be such leaders tomorrow. Because we may, you know, you never said that you were an expert in all these areas, but some of these kids coming up are really going to be doing this full time and seriously.
Well, they will. And not only that, but they're leaders now. And that's how I like to approach it. Not approach it as though, okay, down the road, you guys are going to be there. You know, they are ready to lead now. And so we need to empower them. And yeah, there's amazing kids out there. But we try to reach a broad spectrum of kids, not just sort of the award winners and the standouts, but that everybody, and that everybody can be a part of this important social movement, and we all have important things to share and learn.
And there's lots of stuff going on in Victoria, and you're kind of at the hub of that because you belong to a lot of organizations that you know, are doing this, you know, these initiatives. If people want to know more, because you could probably help them out and lead them in the right direction, how do they
sure.
get a hold of you with the SBC?
Well, they can go onto our website, which is yesbc.ca, or contact me directly, which is Judy, J-U-D-Y, at yesbc.ca.
Yeah, so maybe you have kids that are interested in this, or you're at a school or an organization where you'd like Judy or one of her presenters to come out. And, of course, with Claremont and some of these schools coming on board, I'm sure there's going to be lots of young people that need some practice getting out and doing some of these presentations down the road.
Yeah, and so my next thing is really to get to the point where we can train more young people to be climate presenters. So that's what I'm working on.
And, of course, Off the Grid will be coming up again in...
In 2013, you betcha.
Wow, that was fun, huh, being at the Fort Rod Hill?
Yes, that was terrific. Yeah, Parks Canada was a terrific host, and Royal Roads University for our conference. So we're very excited to build relationships with them and to continue on, and they're welcoming us back next year. So
and, of
fantastic.
Course, Judy was a singer with Pat Bay and the Malahats, so you like
Ooh,
the music.
Boy, you're
part
really
too,
getting
right?
all this information.
Yeah. Well, no
in
kidding,
here.
Right? Because that's why you love the band so much, too, right? Because, you know, you.
I think music
a
is a
chick.
Very powerful force in social change. And yeah, that's right. I'm a rocker.
That a girl. Okay, well, it's great having everybody on the show today. Thank you so much for John Fisher at Cobb's Bread, Lisa Stevenson, Notary Public, Judy Fainsey with the SBC. TJ, as always, thank you so much. Everybody, get out there and enjoy this last weekend before we start the fall schedule. Don't dread Tuesday. It's all good. We're lucky to be in Victoria. The weather's going to be great for weeks to come. Get out there and enjoy.